Introduction. Have you ever done something that was incredibly painful, but strangely also satisfying? And so, you kept doing it, in secret. Bitterness is like that. It is a self-inflicted wound we revisit again and again. Bitterness is like a bewitching curse. Someone hurts us, and instead of healing, we savor the pain. We suck the sourness out of the situation, relieving the wrong again and again, hoping it poisons them when it's really poisoning us. As an anonymous proverb puts it, resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Bitterness is sweet and sour candy that damages the soul. It tastes powerful, but it leaves us powerless. It corrodes joy, relationships, and trust in God. The longer we suck on the sourness, the deeper it seeps into our system. Bitterness should come with a warning label. Sadly, many of us see bitterness as a lesser sin. But there is no such thing. If murder is terrible, so is soul kidnapping. Bitterness takes us hostage and then takes hostages through us. It breeds resentment, malice, unforgiveness, and spiritual decay. It wrecks marriages and guts churches. It is a sin, and like any sin, it must be slain, according to Colossians 3, verse 5. This book is about slaying bitterness, especially the kind that festers in the church between sheep and shepherds. I have seen firsthand how wounds from fellow Christians, especially leaders, can sting worse than wounds from unbelievers. I expect wolves and goats to bite me, but when sheep or shepherds bite, it shocks the system. These wounds tempt us toward despair and disbelief. Bitterness breaks marriages. It ruins friendships. It spawns church hopping and rotating pastors. It turns the joyful Christian into a sour-faced one. And if we are honest, there is a strange satisfaction we can get from stewing in that pain. It is sadistic, and it is a sign that we have lost sight of the cross of Christ. At its root, bitterness flows from a false narrative about God, about others, about life, and about ourselves. We savor sourness because we have stopped soaking in grace. This is not a book about someone else's bitterness. It is about yours and mine. It is about how to recognize it, confess it, and slay it through the gospel of Jesus Christ. This book is part of the Fight series because bitterness is frontline spiritual warfare, Ephesians 4, verse 31, and 6, verses 10 through 12. Too many Christians think spiritual warfare means only casting out demons or confronting occult practices. But more often, the real battle happens in quiet, bitter hearts that stew in slander and offense. That is where the devil digs in. Now, in case you're wondering, is this just a tell-all book bashing pastors and church people? Not at all. I have been in church ministry for about 40 years, and yes, I have seen and experienced terrible behavior, at times by real believers. But this is not about exposing them. It is about exposing you and me, and calling us to something better. By God's grace, we can fight back. We can turn from bitterness and run toward joy. With Christ, we can trade sourness for sweetness that actually satisfies. Let's get to work. The slaying starts now.